Hello and welcome to the Thursday, January 21st, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. When I'm teaching web application security and we are talking about secret SSL keys and not to keep them exposed, one advice I usually give students is to check their temp directories. I do see often SSL keys left behind there from when the administrator installed them, and often they're not read protected. Xavier is today talking in his diary about this risk of temp directories. Quite often you find some personal data or even vectors for privilege escalation left behind in these files. So a good practice to clean out your temp directories, and Xavier has some tools for you to accomplish that. Yesterday when I talked about the privilege escalation flaw in Linux, I mentioned, there are lots of these privilege escalation flaws. We don't seem to run out of them anytime soon. Similar is true for Windows, and there is a new exploit tool now to exploit some of the more predominant outstanding privilege escalation flaws in Windows. It's called Potato or Hot Potato, essentially a simple tool that does test for a number of different privilege escalation flaws and then, if applicable, allows you to exploit them. Sort of interesting that at the core of this tool is actually a simple DNS spoofing, but DNS spoofing without requiring the attacker to already be an administrator on the system. In order to accomplish this, the attacker essentially just spoofs replies for host names like WPAD that Windows does commonly request. And to enhance this particular exploit and make it more effective, it's then possible for a normal user on the to-be-attacked system to just exhaust all UDP ports, and with that, it blocks the request for a legitimate lookup. So this particular tool is less about exploiting specific to-be-patched vulnerabilities. Instead, it really relies on common weak configurations that you find on Windows. And Oracle today released its quarterly patch update. Apparently it's a new record with 248 patches released as a part of this update. Now, then again, this does affect every single product that Oracle produces. So it's not just the database. PeopleSoft, for example, MySQL, VirtualBox received an update. And of course, updates for Java are included as well. That's probably what's going to affect the largest number of users. Java update alone fixes three vulnerabilities that are considered with a CVSS base score of 10, meaning it does allow full remote code execution. And cPanel did release a security update that you should definitely apply soon if you're running cPanel. Now, cPanel is a web-based application that you can use to manage shared servers, and it should update itself. As a result, cPanel will not release any details about the vulnerabilities until they feel confident that most users have updated. However, given that the update is out, it's probably not that difficult to reverse what went wrong and what is being patched here. Given the lack of detail, the reason I think you should update quickly is that at least one of the vulnerabilities has a CVSS score of 10, again, meaning that remote code execution is possible and typically not terribly difficult. A company called Splash Data released a list of 2015's worst passwords. Well, they could have saved themselves some work. It's the same as we had before. Overall, it doesn't look like people are really catching on to the entire strong password idea. Probably just time to ditch passwords and move on to something else. 12356 is, as bad in 2015 as it was in 14, and probably will still widely be used in 2016. Given that, we do see a ton of exploit attempts against our honeypots, against the FortiGate vulnerability that was announced a week or so ago. Also some odd passwords that are sort of bubbling to the top. I'm not 100% sure yet if they're related to this FortiGate exploit. I still have to verify that, but it's very possible. There's a very long sort of randomish password that pretty much makes up 30% of the hits to our honeypot right now. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.